Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good afternoon. I'm Deborah Johnson, president of Highmark, Inc. and chief growth officer for Highmark Health. At this point, you are likely following along with our news release about today's exciting announcement. So we would like to take a few minutes and share with you and respond to any questions you may have. So it's official. We have received all the necessary approvals for the Highmark and Health Now to affiliate, and it is now fully effective. We're here today to share this exciting news and offer a preview of what our bright, unified future looks like. We want to thank the New York regulators for their thoughtful review. Moving forward, Health Now will be known as Highmark Western and Northeastern New York. In our service regions, we will officially be branded as Highmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Western New York and Highmark Blue Shield of Northeastern New York. Dave Anderson will serve as CEO of Highmark Western and Northeastern New York throughout 2021, guiding the organization through this transition. Like we explained in June of last year when we talked with many of you about our plan to affiliate, this affiliation will create a sustainable healthcare and coverage model for consumers in Western and Northeastern New York, preserve a local competitive not-for-profit option, and improve the overall health of the community. Highmark of Western and Northeastern New York and members and customers will benefit from the enhanced scale and new capabilities that have the opportunity to choose with innovative products. Highmark of Western and Northeastern New York employees will benefit from being part of a larger organization with strong finances, enhanced resources, streamlined operations, and an expanded set of career opportunities. The community will benefit from a health plan that seeks to partner with providers and maintain a continued presence of a mission-driven healthcare company overseen by the local community members and leaders. The company will have access to Highmark's business processes, technology to more effectively compete in the market. Lastly, Highmark benefits from the increased scale and efficiency, an expanded knowledge base, improved credibility with policymakers and throughout the leadership throughout the country, and access to additional top talent. We look forward to bringing our resources, tools, and advanced technologies to Western and Northeastern New York. Today, we begin our path forward to enhance customer and clinician engagement, create better health outcomes, control costs, and improve the affordability for members in Western and Northeastern New York. Dave?
Thanks, Deb. Hi, everyone. This is Dave Anderson, and I'll be continuing as the CEO of Highmark Western and Northeastern New York for the balance of this year. Today's announcement that we will be affiliating with Highmark is really a shining moment for our members in Western and Northeastern New York, and all of our dedicated employees. I have announced to our workforce that I plan to retire at the end of this year, and in the year ahead, I will be actively involved in the transition to Highmark and everything that goes with it. When we unveiled this affiliation in June of last year, we said we would ensure a local presence in New York communities that we serve, and we will be fulfilling that commitment. First, through leadership, Highmark Western and Northeastern New York will have a community-based board of directors, largely comprised of the former HealthNow board members. Dr. Michael Edbauer, who has been HealthNow's Executive Vice President and Chief Strategy Officer and Growth Officer, will be named President of Highmark Western and Northeastern New York. HealthNow Senior Vice President and Chief Network Officer Ron Monelli will retain accountability for leading contract development with all New York healthcare providers. HealthNow's Senior Vice President and Chief Marketing and Communications Officer, Julie Snyder, will continue to have accountability for all New York-focused community affairs activities and charitable giving. Furthermore, Highmark, Western, and Northeastern New York will maintain a headquarters in Erie County, as well as its regional office in Northeastern New York, which is in Albany County. In the near term, there will be no changes in product design for members with coverage with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Western New York or with Blue Shield of Northeastern New York. Members will have the same valued benefits they have come to enjoy and will utilize the same outstanding service that they expect. We will follow state and federal guidelines in filing any new insurance plans that we introduce to the market, tracking regulatory guidelines. New commercial health plans could be filed as soon as this fall. Our government plans have a longer runway, and we will not see changes in them until at least 2022. Deb?
Thank you, Dave. We are very grateful that Dave will be with us through 2021, and because of his significant management contributions, it is expected that he will continue as a member of the Board of Directors of Highmark Western and Northeastern New York. This truly is a historical, incredibly proud day for our companies and for the customers and communities we serve. Thank you for joining us this afternoon, and we'll now open for questions.
James, we'd now like to open the line for questions.
Thank you. If you'd like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, press star 1 to ask a question, and we'll pause for a moment to allow everyone an opportunity to signal for questions. And we'll take our first question today from Zoe Sagalow with CQ Roll Call.
Hi, thanks for holding this briefing. I'm trying to understand better. So the announcement today means that the deal is effective. Does that mean that it has closed or are there still pending regulatory approval?
Yes, thank you. Yes, it has closed. We worked closely with the regulators, in particular DFS, and they went through a thoughtful process and have given us approval.
Thank you. I also wanted to clarify, this deal referred to as an affiliation. I know that Highmark has other affiliates. So I just want to understand what's the distinction between this and an acquisition of HealthNow. Why is it not an acquisition?
Yes, thank you. It is an affiliation. Highmark does have other affiliations. You may have heard us speak about West Virginia, so Highmark West Virginia, Blue Cross Blue Shield, and Delaware. So Highmark, Delaware, Blue Cross Blue Shield. They are both affiliates. HealthNow will be an affiliate.
Sorry, my question was, what is that mean versus an acquisition? How is that not an acquisition?
Yeah, so an affiliation is, you know, it's different than you see traditional for-profit acquisitions. This HealthNow is not being acquired. There are no assets changing hands. The approval to affiliate was provided by the state, and the affiliation, meaning that Blue Cross Blue Shield licensees previously held by HealthNow will continue to be in that market. They will have a community board overseeing them and a market president as we discussed here today, but it is not a merger. It's a result of an affiliation with certain governance rights over the former HealthNow organization.
Thank you.
Next, we'll hear from Chris Mamula with Post Gazette.
Hi. Thanks for taking my question. I appreciate it. Deb, I had a question just about the TPA business at the company that's being affiliated, the new company. Is that? Can you talk a little bit about that, like how many members are involved with that, or what's that involved? Or I'm looking at an old story. It looks like there's some of the offices in San Francisco or something. I'm not sure about all that.
Chris, I think I heard you. You were a little bit muffled. Are you talking about their TPA?
Yes.
And maybe Dave, you can jump in. But yes. They do have a TPA that has offices and does businesses in an unbranded way outside New York. Go ahead, Dave.
Yes, I could respond to that. So we do have own a TPA, which is their brand name is Health Now Administrative Services. We refer to them as HNAS. That is located in Bluebell, Pennsylvania, which is in the Philadelphia area. There's about 125 employees involved in that operation. And just very roughly, a little over 100,000 members. Almost all of those members reside in California through a contract that we have for network services with Blue Shield of California. And we do have an operating office to serve those members in the Sacramento, California area, not San Francisco, but up in Sacramento. And that branding and that company will remain largely unchanged. It is a part of the affiliation, and we are hopeful to expand that operation with Highmark's, with our affiliation with Highmark, but that company will remain largely unchanged.
I see. One other question, just about the total membership. Does HealthNow have a membership of about 1 million members? Does that include the TPA business?
The membership numbers the membership numbers that we report involve our distinct commercial members, our Medicare and Medicaid membership as well, which are all in New York. And it also does include the members at the TPA as well. We report our total membership. It does include that, the amount of members that you mentioned. It when we talk about smaller numbers, a little bit smaller numbers in the distinct regulated members of around 700,000. That's the membership that is regulated by the DFS because of the nature of that membership. But the total membership, all-inclusive, is the million members that we discussed.
Oh, I see. Okay. So then the Highmark then is gaining membership, so to speak. So it would be the total membership now would be 6.5 million. Does that sound correct?
That's approximately
right. Yeah.
That's
okay.
Right, Chris.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
As a reminder, press star one if you have a question. We'll hear from Tracy Drury with Buffalo Business First.
Hi, this is Tracy Drury. Nice to chat with you both, Beth and Dave. Wanted to ask you a little bit about what comes next for members in both regions. So are there opportunities to cross-sell existing plans? Have you started to identify some key aspects of plans in either place that you might be able to bring to those other markets? Of course, adhering to the different state rules on how you can mix and match those programs.
Yeah, so I'll start, and Dave, please do jump in. So around the various products and capabilities that we offer, and we'll be looking at what both what HealthNow has as well as what Highmark currently has, and determining, you know, sort of like you said, what kind of bundled solutions would benefit the respective communities. We will also be looking at, Highmark has subsidiary products So we have a dental company, we have a stop-loss reinsurance company. We have a platform company, which HealthNow will benefit from that platform, the technology that will support some of the synergies that we've talked about. So a lot of good opportunity for us to work together. We absolutely will comply with all of the state regulations and filings that are required. We do that today in Pennsylvania, Delaware, and West Virginia, and we'll do the same thing with New York.
Okay. And Tracy, short answer is just for any members that have renewed with us for the year, there'll be no changes in their benefits, and those programs will be honored until their renewal. At renewal, as Jeff had indicated, it's one of the exciting parts of the affiliation, is we'll be able to bring more offerings to them at the next renewal. And that would be mostly around commercial and commercial members. I think, as you know, for government programs, there is a longer runway on the process of implementing changes to any benefits, and it has to go through the government approval first. So realistically, there wouldn't be any change in government product offerings until 2022.
Okay. Secondly, I wanted to ask about on the employment side. I know that there were some assurances on how you'll be keeping employees from the HealthNow side of things. You've got a big piece of your workforce that union workforce. How will those existing contracts be handled? Will you look to change or modify the existing agreements, or will those stay in place until they're up for renewal?
Yeah, so I'll take that, Tracy. So we will be honoring their current contracts, and from there we'll evaluate what the next steps are. But I will tell you, Highmark is known as a very friendly organization to labor. We do have some employees that are unionized, whether it be in our delivery system or in some parts of our health plan, as well as we have a lot of customers that are in labor, significant numbers of customers in Pennsylvania in particular. So I think you'll find over time that we are union friendly.
Okay. Thanks very much.
And Tracy, say it again. I would just add, enhance that a little bit, just so you know that the national president of OPIU, which is our union contract, has been consulted through this process and actually wrote a letter of endorsement for the affiliation. So we expect a continuing very beneficial relationship with our unions going forward.
Okay, great. Thanks very much.
And as a final reminder, press star 1 if you have a question. We'll pause for a moment. We get a question from Sarah Bolden with WESA News.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. Can you just kind of clarify the difference between new commercial plans and government plans? You say the new commercial plans will be filed as early as this fall, but the government plans won't change to 2022. I'm a little confused what you mean by government plan and how that might differ from a commercial plan.
I can answer that initially. Yeah, government plans is kind of a broad term. So commercial is, we include individual insurance purchasers, primarily through the ACA, as well as our small and large group and self-funded employer-based plans. When we say government, we are primarily mean our Medicaid and our Medicare Advantage membership.
Thanks. And do you guys do TRICARE? I guess you probably wouldn't.
We do not do TRICARE.
Okay. Thank you very much.
We do TRICARE on our dental business, so more you'll hear about that in the future.
Okay. Would TRICARE then be the same till 2022 for your dental TRICARE?
We would already have those members enrolled in our dental company, so they would continue with whatever plan they're in.
Okay. Thanks.
And once again, press star 1 if you have a question. We'll pause for a moment.
Well, Jeremy, James, if there are no other questions, I think this must conclude our call. We are available at your convenience. My name is Aaron Bilger, and Amber Hartman in Buffalo is also listed on the news release. We welcome your calls with any follow-up questions, and we thank everyone for joining us today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.